My name is Usha Mistry, and I'm an academic, a senior lecturer in accounting at London South Bank University. We've been sort of on and off lockdown, according to government's announcement, and most of my teaching so far has been online. So in terms of being visually impaired and using IT equipment, for me, it's been a fantastic learning curve and a fantastic experience. As a partially sighted, I can actually zoom in and use the technology to teach the students. So I use MS Teams, I use Panopto to record the classes, I use Excel spreadsheet as an accounting lecturer, and I use my smartphone for chat features, so I can kind of do the visual effects on MS Teams and then the chats to address those questions. We also do sort of quizzes online, like Kahoot quizzes, which help students engage. I use a lot of Zoom features in order to teach the students and for me to actually be able to see it. I'm able to actually pre-record the session and post-record them and upload them. So from my point of view, it's been great in terms of being able to see what I teach. I don't have to commute. I can adjust the lighting the way I want it in my home, in the comfort of my home. And I do feel safe at home. I do feel useful, which is really good, because normally, you know, when you're commuting, you're going out into a new classroom, it takes time to adjust the lighting and the surrounding. So for me, it's been really, really good. I like this working from home. I've done a lot of training on technology also at home. I've also presented at a learning conference from home. So that's been really, really good. So I've actually found it really useful. The only thing that has been challenging working from home is the fact that I generally do not use my camera on, because I do tend to look very close at the screen. I don't want to scare them off with just a forehead or an eyeball showing. So that's kind of like the downside of it. And adapting and training to new technology, I think, when you really want to open your mind, say, I can do it. I think I've overcome a lot of hurdle doing that. Okay, slow at reading in terms of learning the new things and following instructions, but I've done it. At the moment, I'm actually managing lectures of over 300 students online by myself, which I think is fantastic. Because to me, even if I'm face to face, I wouldn't be able to see those faces. I could just about see what I'm supposed to see because I have to look for things. So on that basis, I've actually enjoyed working from home. The downside of the lockdown for me is going out. I haven't been out. I depend upon my husband mostly to do the shopping. And when he does take me out for a walk, I've noticed I've lost my ability to navigate. And I am worried going back to work, commuting. That's my biggest fear. So I've become really, really homely. I mean, in a way, it has its pros and it has its cons. The cons is the fact that I've lost contact going outside in my environment as such. Even shopping, you know, went with him, got a bit, disoriented because I haven't been out as such. So that's been the downside.
I'm just wondering if there's anything that you're going to sort of take forward with you. Do you think that you sound like you've done loads through lockdown? Do you think that you'll sort of use the things that you've learned when we're allowed to, you know, go back to work and things like that? Do you think you'll do things using the different technologies or perhaps even working from home once we're sort of out of lockdown?
I don't think teaching will be the way it was before the lockdown. I think we'll be using more of the technology. I can reach out more to the students because students are actually sort of opening up MS Teams on their side. So they're feeling sort of like it's more like a one-to-one when they see my screen, shared with them. So the advantage for them, some of them say they really like it. The only thing is the personal contact students miss, the social life students miss. All the things that they would normally experience in a university, they're missing that. So I do feel for them on that side. Yes, normally when I finish a small seminar class, I do kind of laugh and joke around, which I try and do on MS Teams after I finish a small group seminar class to get to know the people. But it's that's that's not there at the moment. But in terms of pre-recording lessons for students to watch beforehand and having post-recording for them to watch afterwards, in that sense, I think technology has been fantastic. And, you know, to be able to engage so many people on a Kahoot quiz, you know, which I wouldn't normally do if I was on face-to-face, and they can do it at the comfort of their home, that's been great. As a visually impaired academic, for me, technology has been just superb. But yes, you do miss out on, you know, face-to-face contact with people and that sort of, you know, all the other senses you would normally use in order to go out and meet people and greet people and that sort of thing. But teaching, yes, I think it will change. I think we will have, although it's difficult for me to say now, but it's up to the management. But yes, I do feel they will probably go online, maybe blended. So they'll probably give students options if they want to sort of commute or be on Facebook. I think that's what will happen. And it'll be great if more people were also given that flexibility of working. I think production has gone up. I mean, we're able to be more innovative with my materials and teaching different ways and so on, breakout rooms. So it's been great for me. And I know students have enjoyed it, but they, you know, they're young. Obviously, they do want personal contact. They do want to go out and do all the extracurricular activities, which they are missing at university. So that, for them, it's a big down point. But learning-wise, I've thoroughly enjoyed it anyway, teaching-wise. And students' feedback seems to be very positive in terms of wanting to, you know, rewind and re-listen and relearn and things like that. So that flexibility is brilliant.
What are you most looking forward to getting out of lockdown? Is it sort of getting back out and about or...?
There is kind of, I mean, I am looking forward to going out on holiday, first of all. That's first
priority.
So that's my first priority, to be able to go out and feel the sun, sea and the sand without you know, it being overcrowded like it was in UK. People are desperate to get that, you know, 5-10 minutes of the sun. So holiday would be the first priority. Feeling safe, not having to worry about catching anything. I think everybody goes through that, you know, fear. Just having a normal life, even just going down the pub and feeling, you know, having that drink and feeling safe without having to worry, oh my God, did I touch my nose or so on. So for me, I think it's great in a way. I do miss that and I would like that back. The social life, the holiday life, and yes, I do miss actual meeting of the students as well, But yeah, I think we all do, don't we?
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created. But some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.